you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What is up, my fellow addicts? Ralph Sutton, Big J Okerson, and do we have a buttload of rock for you?
Oh, yeah.
Buttload?
Buttload.
It's my
one
BFF.
One buttload.
It's my BFF, my other BFF, and now my new friend. It's Carmen. Carmine Appice. I keep saying Carmen.
That's your new friend?
Carmine Appice, or Appice, depending on how you want to call it. He's my new friend.
Well, depending if you listen to Racist Rod Stewart or not.
Then you got some guy that plays guitar named Zach Wild. And JD, his bass mate.
From Black Label Society.
Black Label Society. And me and Jay. And we're just shooting the shit. And I'm going to say this on the show, on this pre-open, right now. I'm announcing it. Zach's doing a goddamn podcast for the Gas Digital Network. Boom.
Is it going to happen?
It's happening.
Fuck yeah.
Now, if you listen to the show's intro, now you fucking know.
Yeah. Now you know. And to not listen to intros, you fucking asshole.
And we do the show every Wednesday, every Saturday, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Use the code SDR, get 20% off. But I'm just going to shut up. Let's get into it right now. The Zach Wild, JD, Carmen Appice episode of the SDR show. That was good.
This is the intro to the shit show. Zach drops the rock and roll. This is the hit show. Show me a tit show. Please, someone walk the hole. It's weed, I'm beat. It's hookers and blow. It's art, it's art. You need to know. The SDR show. Let's go.
Oh, my goodness. My goodness, my gosh, my goodness.
Wow.
Big J Okerson.
Yes.
How are you, sir?
I'm well, buddy.
We are surrounded by greatness. It is the SDR show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll Show. I am Ralph Sutton. We are back in the studio. We are live. Big J Okerson is with me. Big J, I could tell you had a full day. I could just tell your vibe
long
was
long,
very long day.
Long week.
You're a busy, important man.
Yeah.
When we first started
the show. Luckily, I know you'll be psyched by this. The Eagles won, so.
The Eagles?
Yeah.
Are they a group?
They're an American football team, right?
Oh, okay. What do I know? Oh,
one of the greatest rock bands of all time.
Yeah, that's what I think. When you say Eagles, I immediately think music, but you mean
what?
Some sort of
something
sporting
else.
People.
I immediately think of LT pummeling Ron Jaworski. That's what
fair.
I think
You're
of.
Talking to the right people there. Just not me. I don't
by the way,
sport.
Now my mom lives in a development in South Jersey owned by Ron Jaworski.
I don't know who that is, but I'll
gotta
just...
love. You gotta
the Polish
love.
Rifle.
Yeah,
he is. He's great. You gotta love him. He's
football
great.
Player. Went to the Super Bowl with the Eagles once, and did
Jersey
not win.
Boy. The Oakland Raiders.
And yeah, against the Oakland Raiders, yeah. John Madden.
I know the. I know the. I know the video game.
Exactly.
There you go. Yes, that
he coached
John
teams. he coached
the Sportings.
No, Ralph's a lady.
Game. I'm a lady. Also,
you
by the
like a lady.
Carmen, I'll introduce you.
The good
what?
News about that, though, is you can fuck Ralph in any team you want.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
What I mean.
I just like, you know what? And you could just fuck Ralph. That's fine.
If you just if you laid on good enough, he'll wear your jersey. He don't give a shit.
I've seen.
I want to address this at the top of the show. First, let's introduce everyone that here. To my left and right, it is most of Black Label Society. Half. Yeah. Of Black Label Society.
50%.
JD and Zach Wild. Guys, thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, whatever.
second time you surprised me with Zach Wild.
Second time I surprised you with Zach Wild. And then across from me, which, you know, it's funny, is that I've interviewed your brother a few times, and I'm always wondering why one of you go by a piece and the other goes by a peachy, and then I found out, oh, it's because of fucking Rod
Barbara
Stewart.
She knew the trivia question.
It's because a goddamn Rod Stewart told you to drop the ethnic-y sounding name and go by a piece.
No, he said people were calling you that, so go by what they're saying.
They were calling me that, and I just went with it. I was tired of like saying, no, it's not Appice. It's a piece, it's Appice. And then Vinny went by Appice.
Right.
And I just got tired of it, so I went by a piece and was great for like... 4 or 5 years, and Vinny came out with Sabbath. It's Appice. I said, you got to be kidding me. You know,
well, maybe people didn't realize you were related because it was pronounced
differently. JD's always gone, to this day, he's just like Zach Wild. He goes, give me a break. Go by what everyone really knows. Yeah, it's just come on, man.
It's not that wild, your asshole, from what I understand.
Yeah, it's terrible.
But Carmen asked me right before we started, where are your tattoos?
Yes.
And the answer is this. I don't have it. Really don't have any, right? Really don't. But... sort of have one. I've never seen it. on Shiprocked, where
I know
you're
real quick, Ralph, before we glaze past it, that your best guess to throw out there from what you heard and you believe was that Rod Stewart said racistly.
No, I'm kidding. I was kidding about that. I just saw. I just watched 5 hours of this.
Don't be so ethnic-y, mate. Yeah. You think that's how he threw it out?
I was joking.
How dare you?
God damn it.
How dare you?
Such a nicery.
It really is.
How dare you?
So on Shiprocked 1 year, which is a music cruise that I used to host. Okay. And Jay, you both have been on, I think, a couple of times. Oh, yeah. That's when you said... Zach and I weren't friendly with each other.
I'm still not complete. No. Now you've just done
said,
it. Now,
Zach, I know you don't know who this tool bag is.
Now you've done it.
I know you guys ain't friends.
You've just done another thing right here. You just did very selective wording there. You chose. You go. You always say that me and Zach don't like know each other well. Or so you keep on back. You said you guys were really good friends.
No, I never said really good friends. You're full of shit. You're full of shit. Friends. I would never say really good friends. The way I would describe it.
Put it this way. JD's like, don't say we're really good friends. Just, actually, I'm just in a band.
And by the way.
You said I'd give the guy a kidney.
His wife, Barbara.
You said those words to me, right?
His wife, Barbara, backed me up, which is that if we saw each other somewhere, 100% go up to each other. Hey, what's up, dude? How are you? Like, totally.
You know why he's going to say what's up, dude? He doesn't remember your first name.
It's dude.
Yeah.
Bro, your dude. It's bro. Your dude from that thing.
So we're on Shiprocked. I host Shiprocked every year. And I looked around one day and realized of the 6,000 people on the boat, I was the only one that had zero tattoos. Right? So I was on.
Obviously, I wasn't on the boat.
You weren't on the boat. You also don't have tattoos. And I just purposefully said it on stage. Hey, I realized today I'm the only guy on this boat that doesn't have a tattoo. They're like, boo, you pussy. And then, all right, let's do this now. And I drop my pants, and I have a dot on my ass. I've never seen it, but I do have a tattooed dot somewhere on my ass, and that is my only tattoo.
Now, where'd you get that tattoo?
On stage at Shiprock.
Somebody tattooed
did it live on stage. Yeah, we filmed it.
And you don't remember this happening?
No, I did it on purpose. I set it up because I wanted to now say I have a tattoo.
Oh, gotcha. Ah. Okay, yeah, see, that's the genius in this.
Yes. Now I have a tattoo. Now I was like, I'm one of you guys now.
Now you have an excuse to show people your ass.
Yeah. Sure I do. And I've never seen it. Sure, take a look.
Got a target.
Get in there close. Get in there close. You never know.
See, now when I introduce him to women, I say, not only is he great looking, he's a genius. You see what I'm saying?
Now it's showing he doesn't know me. Great looking and a genius? You're obviously not friends with
me. I don't even think he's looked at you.
Hey, no, that's what you call being a true friend. I'm trying to help
him. He's helping.
Yeah, so first,
he goes, he's gorgeous. This is an audio medium, right? He's gorgeous.
Yeah, right. Actually, getting back to the whole, like, the only reason why I call him dude is because I don't know his name. Actually, talking about that, me and the immortal beloved over there, 30 years and 4 children later, just the other night, you know, because we don't have the kids with us, we're out here doing birth, we're making love, if that's what you want to call it. I just call it grindcore pummeling. You
and
know
apologizing
what I mean?
But, a little
but
bit.
But we're going for it. And the whole thing is, I was like, oh, Barb, she goes, oh, you. And I was like, Barb, it's me, Zach. Whatever. Just keep going. I'm fine with it.
You know?
As long as she's happy.
One of my favorite, I may have told this on the show before, but I started off in the all black comedy circuit in Philadelphia, and everyone had there's a lot of wacky names that people had to say on stage. And this guy was hosting one time. And he goes, he was bringing up this guy, Dorian Noel was who was next. Mm-hmm. And he goes, what's your name, man? I'm bringing you up next. And he goes, Dorian Noel. He goes, Dorian Noel. Got it. Dorian Noel. And then he went on stage and just did a bunch of jokes and forgot sure his name. And he just kept giving him credits that he didn't even have. He was like, this guy was on Comic View. He was on
Kilimanjaro.
No, but it was always like Tonight Show,
yeah.
Letterman, CBS, just the full name, NBC, Fox. And his building goes, all right, now start making some noise, clap it up, and show your love for him. And just walked off the stage. I was like,
that's
what
great.
A genius.
For him. You know, the best was with Oz. Oh, I remember we were doing, this was on when I first joined the band, we're doing, you know, No Rest for the Wicked, right? So it's like 88 or whatever. The boss and had one of the ego ramps with Oscar. So, yeah.
Now, by the Eagles, do you mean the band or the...
No, the ego.
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 Okay, now, so the whole thing is we got the big ego ramp going out. And so Oz, he was getting ready to introduce, you know, St. Randy over there, Castillo, on the drums. So he's just like, he goes, and Oz is all the way out on the ego ramp, right? And he goes, all right. Well, this is a song now. We're going to feature Randy. It's a song called Oz has to come all the way back. He looks down at the set list. Tattoo dancer.
You sound just like him.
What fucking song are we playing?
You sound just like him.
Oh, he's the best, man.
I mean, I could tell you.
This weekend, I got up in, or 2 weeks ago, I got up in Pittsburgh and said, "What's up, Denver?"
Oh, I'm sure that happens all the time. But we are in, two of the three people here have been in a band with Ozzy Osbourne.
So, yeah. Get this straight. Here's one with the boss. You'll like this one. So we're in the studio when we were making Osmosis, right? When we were doing it, you know, there was this place called The Magical Child, right? It was a cult bookstore and everything like that. So we end up going down there, and there's this picture of Aleister Crowley up there, right? This mural of him. So it's just, I just go, how much? I just, because I had to ask the guy, I was like, how much for the Aleister Crowley painting? He just goes, that'll be $6.66. And I go, that's awesome. Here, just here's $7. Keep the fucking change. Right? So anyways, I get the Aleister Crowley picture in there. I got Jimi Hendrix up on the wall. I got Jimmy Page up on the wall. So then it's just like, I'm down there tracking my guitar. So Oz comes in the one day and he just goes, Oz comes in, he's looking at the pictures. He sees the Jimmy Page picture up there. He goes, oh, sorry. And he's, you know, starts talking about Bonzo and all these crazy drinking stories, you know, like back in the day. Mm-hmm. Then he was talking about when he saw Hendrix with Geezer and him playing behind his head. He was like, oh, this got to be fake. You know what I mean? He was just talking about how amazing that was. Then he looks over at Aleister Crowley. He goes, look, who's the bald-headed cunt on the wall? And I go, Oz, you've been singing about him since 1980. And he just goes, who is it? And I go, Oz, you don't know how that is. He goes, I go, you've been saying you have a song about it. He goes, who is it? I go like this, Oz, you've been singing about him since 1980.
Like,
he goes,
Perry Mason.
Who the fuck is it? I go,
beat me to it.
Oz, it's Aleister Crowley. And he looks up at the thing and he gets real close and he goes, oh, is that what the fuck he looks like?
I got a funny one with Ozzy, right? We're playing at the Coliseum, and me and him were riding in a limo back to the city. And he goes, oh, I'm fucking hungry, mate. You know, is there anywhere to eat? Yeah, I'm coming home from NASA Coliseum. I'm thinking, I don't know. We're on Queens Boulevard. I said, what about the White Castle?
He goes,
I've never had a White Castle. I said, oh, let's go get a White Castle. So we pull up to the limo.
White Castle.
We get out. It's winter time, and Ozzy's wearing his fur mink coat, and his hair is all streaked. My hair is black and purple. I got a black fur coat on. And we get out, and we walk in, and we order some White Castle. You know, we take it out. We're eating it in limbo, and Ozzy goes, oh, fuck, I love this. This is fucking great, mate, you know? Next night, we were off. Next night, we played the garden. I walk in the garden. Backstage, catered, all White Castles. Right? He loved it so much. We had the whole thing catered.
You did the Bark of the Moon tour and the video for that.
Me and Janie were saying, we saw that. We were on that tour.
They were in that. They saw that tour. That's pretty wild.
I saw it.
It was amazing. And you were talking about with the lit up.
Yeah, the glow-in-the-dark sticks.
Yeah.
Glow-in-the-dark sticks.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's the name of the show.
But Sharon,
how long goes that White Castle story?
1984.
It's been a long time since... Ozzy's probably okay to pack in White Castle late night.
Yeah, that was not 84. So I don't know if he's had it.
Makes more sense.
I can't.
Last time I saw Ozzy was at your Guitar Center thing where you put your hands
on. Oh, yeah, totally.
And I was talking to Oz, and we had a good time. And because, you know, Sharon never liked me. We didn't get along. She fired me and canned me and said, your name is too big. You need to start your own band. That's when I started King Cobra. But when you were doing the Guitar Center thing, that's the first time I've seen Oz in a while. And we were having a good chat. And all of a sudden, the security guard comes over and says, Sharon wants you.
Oh, no.
I said, she don't want me talking to him.
Oh, boy. Get out of here.
You and the Insane Clown Posse.
Yeah, not allowed.
That's your two wraths of Sharon Osbourne.
Oh, the comedy.
I tell you, you know, I always try and do some research on people when they come in. The thing that I didn't know is that you wrote, Do You Think I'm Sexy with Rod Stewart? That's pretty fucking badass.
That's pretty big.
And from...
He said, get over here, you guinea.
That's what I usually say to
Jamie. Come write this song with me, you dumb daggo. Jesus, Rod Stewart. Where's this guy?
Wow.
Where's this guy coming from?
Oh, my God.
You know the problem with the face is too many Jews, mate. Anywho. But you wear it well on three. One, two, three.
How long were you actually with him, with Rod?
7 years.
That's amazing. That's so cool. And you, which things that fascinated me, you played fucking Ed Sullivan. And no one here could say that. That's crazy.
Twice.
Fucking nuts.
Yeah.
And you were in bands from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, 2010s, 2020s, seven different decades.
So since Ralph was 40.
Since I was in my 40s.
Yeah. You've been playing music.
Do you have a decade that to you was the best decade to be playing music?
Be playing music?
Like to be a live rock musician.
The 70s.
70s was pretty awesome.
70s.
The 60s.
That would have totally been my guess.
The 60s, rather, you're talking about Hendrix. I used to know Hendrix when he used to play clubs in New York here. You know, I played opposite him.
Well, JD, what did you say you thought was the best musical period?
Like 69 to 74.
69,
like
5 years. Nice.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, well, state of time
when it's
like...
you were talking about all those things. That's when Led Zeppelin were in there.
That's exactly. When Zeppelin opened up for Vanilla Fudge. The first gig. And then we did another tour with them, and then we played Singer Bowl out in at the World's Fair, and we had this is a strange bill, Edwin Hawkins Singers with Oh Happy Day, you know, remember that song? Mm-hmm. And then 10 years after, Jeff Beck Group and Vanilla Fudge, right? And then Led Zeppelin went up and jammed with the Jeff Beck Group, and Bonzo, I think he played my drums at the time. Then he stood up, took his clothes off. And he's up there nude, and my mother and father were there. My mother said, "Why do you take his clothes off?" I said,
"Look at his hog.
I don't know.
He takes his clothes off.
Because he's had too much to drink, I guess. You know?
That's what you do hot. When you play Moby Dick.
Moby Dick.
Exactly. Oh, my God.
It's terrible.
Anyway, it was a good era. Those eras were good. But, you know, the 80s were fun. But I found in the 80s not a lot of great music. Some great music, but later on, like the late 80s, it was too much look and no musicianship.
Well, let me say, on that note, because we were talking about it over dinner, because we're friends, right? That
it was a business dinner.
You are not.
Saying the microphone right now, it was a business dinner.
Best of friends,
it was a business.
Business. It's only business.
But that the power of television, that once you're on TV, it's a whole different ball game.
Good time.
And that's gone.
It just, it's on. And that's what you said was American Idol.
Yeah.
You know, that people recognize, like old ladies would recognize him in a supermarket because he was on American Idol.
Oh, that's what happened this year. Like pro comics started going on America's Got Talent because you're like, fuck it, man, get the bump.
No, but I mean, even Oz, we were talking about it over, you know.
Over our friendship dinner?
As friends.
When you guys were blood brothering after dinner?
Yes. And the whole thing is...
When he was giving me his like PIN number for his...
here's an extra key to my place.
Listen, you don't mind being the godfather of my children, right? That's fine. Let's keep going.
Oh, my God. So, no, but Oz was saying, he goes, we were talking about it, because I remember when the show was first happening, Oz was like, so they're going to be doing this fucking TV show or something. Like Oz was going, what the fuck is this thing? And he was just like, I go, well, Oz, what is it going to be like Sonny and Cher, you know, like where it's Oz and mom out there, you know, like throwing jokes at each other in a monologue.
Yeah.
And then there's guests.
And here they are, the all-star players.
Well, totally, but like, I figured it'd be like there's skits and guests on the show and then a musical guest or whatever, you know. And he goes, no. Oz is like, they're just going to follow me around with like a camera. He goes, who the fuck wants to watch this bullshit? And Oz was just like, this is probably going to last about 2 weeks. And he goes, let's be real. Who the fuck wants to watch
amazing,
this, right?
Huh?
2 years later, they're still fucking doing it. And I remember Ozzy goes, I never realized the power of television until this one woman came up to me and she was like, oh, you know, she goes, my, I just love your show and I love your wife. She's so funny and you're so funny. And, you know, my children just told me that you do music as well. And he was like,
On the side.
He's White Castle.
No idea of his solo career. No idea he was in Black Sabbath. Right. No idea of that he even did music. She thought that was what he did.
But the thing is, amazing. It does expose to new artists. So it gets young people to hear the music again in some fashion, which is pretty, which is pretty great. If you can't speak on this, I totally get it. But like, I went to that Ozfest and sat there and watched it. Why were Iron Maiden such like cunts about? It's like a weird. Why so publicly like vocal about that? You know what I mean? They kept like shitting on them on stage every night, or shitting on Ozzy for having a reality show. It was so bizarre. Like watching that, it was like so. Like I'm like, why are you digging on the guy? It's like you're on his fucking tour.
Yeah, right.
First of all, as a performer myself, I'm like, all right, man. Like say what you want to say or think what you want, but like it's very weird public flogging.
All I remember was when I was a kid, I remember the Black Crowes. Remember they were bagging on ZZ Top saying, yeah, hey, we're coming out here commercial free or whatever. Because I guess ZZ Top had Miller Genuine Draft sponsoring the tour. Going, well, everybody here's getting hammered drinking Miller Genuine Draft. Like, who cares?
Good
like,
content.
You know. I don't know. I've never got, I mean, me, whenever I open up for anybody, I just thank the band we're opening up.
Yeah, get them hyped for them.
and we get them presents. You know what I mean? You know, so it's just like.
I'm going to do a quick 180.
If it was Ralph's band, I'd bring all of Chippendales down to see him.
Because we're friends and you know what I like.
Exactly.
Best friends.
And they'd all be asking, can we see that tattoo on your ass?
They've all seen it already.
Hey, guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our amazing sponsors over here. New sponsor here, I believe, at SDR Show. But I've been plugging these guys for a while. This is Fume. This is a, it definitely can be used for quitting smoking. It's non-electric. No electricity at all.
That would be non-electric.
It's just, nothing at all. It's just, it's a Canadian wood piece.
Okay.
That you use as like a, almost like a vape. And they put these cores into it. These little infused cores that have like inhalant.
So when you, can I ask a dumb question? When you breathe in, the act of the oxygen sucking in brings in some flavor or something.
Flavor. No smoke.
Right.
But it does it's got satiating flavors. So I've been using the, go down to the bottom, I'm trying to remember the one it's called because I just have it. Conquer. The black pepper, peppermint, eucalyptus, and a bunch of other stuff. That's for kicking nicotine cravings.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing that. I got a long haul to go smoke a cigarette in my building now.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been using Fume a lot. It's been helping cut down my smoking significantly, which is pretty great. It's great. Canadian maple wood. It's a cool looking piece, first of all.
Want to see a cool looking piece right now?
Yeah. Say it. Oh my God, there it is. Look at that. Let me see. Does it work?
It's pretty cool looking.
Nah, there's no taste in this.
There's no mint in that, though.
There's no mint in this. This is making me want to stop smoking.
A little salty, a little oniony.
They also have Reassurance that's good for stress relief and anti-inflammatory benefits. They have mood boosting and energy in the bubbly lime flavor. All kinds of stuff. It's been amazing. Allergy symptom relief, which is big.
How long does the little thingy last inside the Fume?
It depends on how much you pull on it, but it's a good while. It's a good while. Yeah, I have to change. I mean, for as much as I use it, which is a pretty decent amount, every 2 days.
Okay. And really, if you go to Breathe Fume, but Fume is spelled FUM, breathefume.com/SDR, breathefume.com.
No, it's backslash.
No, backslash is wrong. It is forward slash. Just so you know, /SDR, you get 10% off and you can start breathing in the benefits of the world's best.
I feel like that backslash, I think you should go by what the word says.
It's wrong though.
Yeah, but those words there say fume.com/SDR. Those words, I think that's what you should go by. I'm going to check it real quick.
But just so you know, it's wrong.
But are you just saying it's wrong in the world that it's actually a forward slash? People think there's a backslash?
Because it has to be a forward slash. Because if you type a backslash with a web address, it will not work.
Right. Forward starts.
The tip is going forward. Back, the tip is going back.
You're saying it's a forward.
It's a forward slash. It's not correct.
Okay. Well, either way, get it. Save 10% by using the code SDR. That's for sure.
Leave that in, by the way. Leave that all in. I'm telling you that as a guy who used to hack and was wanted by the FBI.
Shannon, all right, let's get back into the show.
Carmine, I have to say this. So you are, we're in one of my favorite bands of all time. Maybe my favorite debut record of a band of all time, which is Blue Murder. I could still listen to that record from start to finish every single day of the week. And the things that I didn't realize in doing research that Ray Gillen was going to be the original singer.
Yes.
I didn't know that at all. When did it transfer to you talking John Sykes, or who talked John Sykes?
Well, basically what happened was...
Because when he sang, everyone was like, oh my God, you have a great voice.
No, it's actually, he did the demos that got the deal, supposedly. And when we were going to record, it was after Ray left, he got Tony Martin, who was in Black Sabbath, was supposed to do the Blue Murder album. The day we were leaving to go up to Vancouver with Bob Rock, Tony bailed.
Oh, wow.
So we called Bob Rock and said, what should we do? He said, well, just come anyway. We'll do all the tracks. We'll figure out the vocals. Okay, so me, Tony, and John went up there, and we did all the songs. We did all the tracks and everything. Everything was great. Had a great time. And then we didn't have the vocalist. So we left. Bob Rock did the Cult. We went back to L.A., and we went to Pasha Studios, where we had the connection with Dwayne Barron, right? And we went in there and we auditioned all these different singers, Derek St. Holmes and all these guys from, even Mark Free from King Cobra.
Oh, wow.
You know, and and John didn't like anybody. And they all didn't sound good singing our songs. So finally, at the end of 2 weeks of doing all this crap, I said to Tony, we should just get John to sing the fucking thing, man. He sang this. He sang the demo.
John can sing his ass off. You know? I don't even know why this was
even a consideration. John to do.
I don't know. Maybe he didn't.
So we talked to John. He goes, oh, I don't want to be the singer. I go, but dude, you got the demos. You got the voice. You know, you don't like anybody else. So you do the singing. We'll do the background, and we'll be like the Cream. Well, you know, we'll be a trio.
Did you call it the Cream because you were 106 at the time, or were you just called the Cream?
No. So anyway, he said, all right, I'll give it a crack. So we went in and we told Bob Rock that we're going to have John do the vocals. And Bob said, good, come on back up. We went back up there and we did all the vocals and he sounded great. And then when we went on stage, he had a voice that would not quit no matter what. And he could not sleep, you know, he can. And the voice was strong. You know, a lot of times, you know, when the voice is bad.
If you're not getting sleep, you're done,
you're
man.
Done, you know.
My voice is usually shot after yelling at JD to make me some more meatballs and lasagna. Yeah, right.
He also just released his, like, first song in 20 years, like a week or two ago, a couple of months ago. First song in, like, 20 years, which is crazy. John Sykes.
Yeah, John. Yeah. Yeah. John. I was crushing, man.
You know how I know this? Because he's also, like, with all guitarists, I'm very good friends with him.
Yeah, see, you go. You know what I mean?
He's your buddy.
See?
He's your pal.
He's a great player, great talent. And
I want to ask, but
I'm impressed with
actually,
musician.
The word we use is BFF.
Yeah, but that's our inside word.
I'm confused when a musician who has singing ability but also is good at an instrument, like, doesn't want to be a front person. Like, when they really just don't want to stay behind in the background, I'm like, really?
Like, I know publicly this has been a thing. When the album didn't do extremely well. I think, I don't know how many it sold in America, but not that well.
150,000.
But I know he was super depressed. And I think that.
Yes, he was.
And I forget who else we had on the show that said this. When you're front and center and it doesn't do well, that's going to hurt you more.
Yeah.
Than if you're just, I just played guitar on that. I don't fucking know.
I've never done that. I mean, I just blame everything on JD. Whether the meatballs are burned,
defense,
whether the album's not doing
JD's
well,
fault,
anything.
Zach, shortly after we talked to you earlier in the pandemic on Zoom, I interviewed Ginger Lynn, and she had the album. She had the album, too. She pulled it out.
Wait, cool. Now, wait. Let me tell you the
story
about this.
Then she shows her bush for like 4 minutes. It was
four
weird.
4 minutes?
It was a lot.
Poor Ginger.
She's getting up there.
Three minutes too long.
It wasn't awesome,
Ginger,
I wanted to check it out and see.
Ginger
like,
Lynn,
remember?
Right? So my first actual album I ever played on, my first professional recording, all I remember is my cousin Karen, she worked at the Playboy Mansion. You know, she was one of the cocktail waitresses, right? So they have this guy, Jerry Gavinelli. I think that was his name. He's in my parents' house. Now, my dad's a World War II vet. And my mother's older, too, right? This dude's in the house, and none of our friends have seen cocaine. We don't know what blow is. I mean, we're all just down at the sewer plant drinking beer and Mad Dog 2020 and whatever else we can get our hands on, right? So
nitrate.
The whole thing is, exactly. But the whole thing is, this, I've never seen a guy, the house was about, I don't know, 40 degrees in the house. This guy's sweating bullets like I've never seen anyone sweating. And then he's just firing through my parents' liquor cabinet, you know, that's reserved for the holidays when your uncles are over and everything, your aunts and everything. He's just barreling through this thing like Animal House, bro, like Pluto, man. And the whole thing is, I just remember it vividly, like, oh man, why is that guy sweating so much, you know? But the whole thing is, there's my mother talking to this guy, like, and my parents are having like a really great conversation with this guy, with my cousin Karen, and like,
oh, Aunt Karen?
Yeah, exactly. That way, yes. But the whole thing is, I come in and they go, oh, he goes, I'm working with this artist right now, a Ginger Lynn. You're like, didn't he goes, we're trying to make her a crossover agent like Madonna, right? Yeah. You know what I mean? Because that's the whole thing. So he just goes, I'm in the studio. He goes, oh, you're a producer? Because my son, Zach, he plays guitar, you know? And he goes, oh, really? Because I could use a guitarist on my record. And so he's just like, well, hey, Zach, would you like to come up and play on my album? I'm like, oh, jeepers. You know, so I'm going to play on a record. You know, I've never played on a record before.
And so, to Ginger Lynn, you said, I'm familiar.
So, exactly. So we end up driving in my old Paz in the Delta Royale, the set 1978. You could fit... maybe probably it's bigger than the tour bus we travel in now, Delta Royale. So I mean, but the whole thing is, We travel. I put my cabinet in the back, my Laney in the back. We end up going up to the somewhere up north in Jersey, you know, and we pull in. I get there, and like when they open the door, it's like chicks walking around naked, and they must figure like my girlfriend Barbara Ann, she must be one of the new chicks that's going to be doing porn, you know. So we end up getting in there. Just mountains of cocaine everywhere. And once again, it's like 30 below in there.
Yeah.
And there's Jerry sweating profusely like we're in Jamaica and it's like, you know, 1,000 degrees out on the sun. So the whole thing is I end up playing on the record and the whole nine yards. I mean, it was like hilarious. But the whole thing is, all I'm picturing is my mother going, oh my, my Saggy's playing on a record. In the meantime, it's like a fucking Caligula fuck fest of this thing. People fucking everywhere. It was like that movie Eyes Wide Shut. People fucking everywhere.
And they were
blow
there?
Everywhere.
Your mother was there?
No, mom didn't go to this.
Who was blowing
it? That was her vocal warm up. Just get her tonsils tagged
the
by
the future
cock.
Porn star over there. Barbie Wilde.
Oh my God.
Can we possibly hear a song from that album?
I mean, it's got to be on YouTube. Ginger Lynn? For sure. It's got to be. Ginger Lynn, I only think she put out one record, right?
That's all she stopped at.
That's all she needed. All old fame.
No, she's got a bunch. You have to go on Spotify. This is Ginger Lynn playlist. It spans a career.
Yeah, right. It's like three songs.
I did, by the way.
That's all you need when they're that good.
Carmen, I have to do one other last question about Blue Murder. I never understood the word jelly roll for that song. What is the meaning behind that? It never made any sense to me.
It's a roll jelly. That has jelly in it.
Yeah. I understand that.
Dunkin' Donuts?
No? Yeah, I don't know, actually. John wrote the lyrics to that.
Oh, it never made any sense. It's my favorite song, but the title makes no sense.
It's like an American Pie thing.
Kind of.
That's what he was talking about.
I think it was one of these songs that had nothing to do, one of the titles that had nothing to do with the song.
Fair enough.
You know, like that.
And also, let's just, a couple other things. I know you guys just released a new video. Where
yes.
It's very, you look like it was done in the 60s, I guess. Is that the idea?
We're in our 60s.
You're in your 60s. That's yes. What it is. And you also released new music. So let's plug a little bit of that. While they're looking for that, the new Black Label Society is called Doom Crew Inc. Is it 11th album? Is that right?
Yes, and they're still actually giving us money to make records.
That's what I'm
baffled by. That
no,
may
it's
be
more than 11, though, I think.
Is it? It might be. I could be wrong.
I think we sold more than 11.
No, I think you sold 11 records. I bought 10 of them.
You found out that Rod Stewart was racist, but you couldn't find out how many albums they've had.
And also, by the way, Carl,
you're looking up the weirdest
you
shit.
You both experienced this in the heyday of rock and roll and MTV, where you'd get $500,000 to make a video. Jelly Roll's a great example. Valley of the Kings is a great example of that. All of the Ozzy albums. That's not happening anymore. You have to kind of figure shit out on your own now. You kill it on Instagram. Black Label has what? A million fucking... You have a million followers.
Yes, our almighty Black Label family over there.
It's fucking crazy, a million followers on Instagram. I have 14,000!
That's
you got more than me.
And they're all his friends.
Hey, dude, what a humiliating thing to say.
It's horrible. Yeah. I hate it. Shannon has more than I do.
Wow.
Actually, you know what? Barbie Wilde may have
I bet
more
you she
than
has more than I do.
Oh, she does.
I'm sure she does.
Even I do.
Yeah, do you?
Fucking bass player.
I'm a fucking dog. It hurts me. It hurts me so much.
Fucking bass player's got more than Ron.
Shannon has more than me. Soon, I'm sure fucking everybody here will have more than me. I'm not a good Instagrammer.
You just got to let JD start knocking you out.
That's all.
You play. What do you say? But you play the algorithms. You try to. You jump in all day with stuff like, you're like, psh, boy. Suicide
you know what
squad.
I do, by the way?
What a letdown.
Zach brought this up at our friend dinner, which is a big mistake that I do, which is like when an album comes out that changes everything, like Guns N' Roses, don't put out that album. Don't be a band that's following that. Put out the opposite of that. Instead, what I do is I try to follow the trends 6 months after they're popular, and that's why I have 14,000 followers.
Is that what it is?
That's what it is. I just don't know what I'm doing.
You jump in, like you're like way late.
Yeah, way late.
You're like 9/11 was an inside job. You're like, we've already covered this.
I get really strong on my anti-vax stance now.
Yeah, guys, I know, little late to the party, but just realize Black Lives do matter. Guys, a little late to the game, but I got it.
Guys,
now
guys,
I get it now.
Regardless of what Rod Stewart told you, Black Lives matter.
Black Label matters.
All right, so also let's talk about what's going on with you. A new Vanilla Fudge cover came out not that long ago, right?
Yeah.
And you're going to be releasing a King Cobra record as well.
Yeah.
That's a lot of shit going on.
I just released a new instrumental single, and the album's coming out next week.
Called App.
No, yeah, well, that's a shortened version. Yeah. It's a piece, Perdomo, and project. So a piece per duomo project is app.
App. Download the app.
So download your app. And it's really a cool instrumental prog kind of record with a lot of time signatures and crazy stuff.
Who is a better drummer, you or your brother?
I'm the original.
No, that's not true. I read that Joey, a cousin of yours, was the original drummer.
He was, but I not hear, like me.
This is what me and JD want to know. Who can make a better chicken piccata out of the two brothers?
A better sauce, a better gravy.
Vinny.
Vinny? Are you giving Vincenzo the
I don't cook.
On the
I don't cook.
He was getting drum lessons while Vinny was cooking. That's why.
Yeah.
Okay.
One of those all-day Vinny, sauces
Vinny was
with
trying
the bone
to cook,
marrow.
And now he cooks good.
Did we find the ginger Lynn yet, or we're still looking for that? I want to hear it.
It's funny.
Can I ask you? Let me ask you guys here, because I know it's such a dumb. I'm always not going to ask the exact question, but I watched the VMAs the other day.
I didn't watch a second of
it. All I know is Conor McGregor and then Machine Gun Kelly were ready to go at it.
I think
Conor McGregor. Into the octagon.
What do you, by the way, before you tell that, do you think the story behind that was? That do you think Machine Gun Kelly saw this as a opportunity to get press?
No, I think Conor McGregor was looking for press, honestly. I think Machine Gun Kelly was just trying to walk in with this chick. And by the way, I've met Machine Gun Kelly. Didn't find him to be a particularly nice guy, but I think Conor McGregor's just trying to make noise. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm here.
That's what you think it
is? Yeah.
I didn't hear the story. I just heard that they had an altercation. I don't
know. There's an altercation. Or Machine Gun Kelly would get wrecked by him with crutches.
Great. Right. It'd be awesome.
Yeah. For sure. Machine Gun Kelly is very unlikable.
Well,
for sure.
I don't know about that. I just want to see a good fight. That's all.
Yeah. Well, that's not going to be a good fight. That's going to be a slaughter.
Well, that's fine too.
But I mean, no, but the thing is this, Conor would have to drink 8 bottles of proper 12
before the
fight. So he's got a slight advantage.
That's fair.
He doesn't even know what universe he's in.
Proper 12.
I'm talking.
I still weigh heavy on Conor McGregor.
You got Father Conor's completely hammered, and then between throwing up in between, and then we just keep feeding him more proper 12. And when the bell rings, he's got to drink
it
in between.
Drink
every
time.
Couple punches, he's got to drink some more.
Machine Gun Kelly would never fight. Machine Gun Kelly got battle rapped by Eminem into a whole different genre of music. He literally got Eminem made fun of him, so he stopped rapping.
He started
emo music. Yeah. It's crazy.
He got so depressed from it, he became emo.
He beat the rap out of him.
It's pretty wild.
He beat the crap out. No,
but,
rap out. Of
but but I gotta say, there's some talented people. I think H.E.R. Mm-hmm. You know who she is? Mm-hmm. I think she's very talented. She's like a female prince. She shreads on guitar.
Wait, that's a princess.
A princess.
Okay.
H.E.R. is, but I mean. The music is all soulless, and there is. I know I'm getting old myself. 43
JD was very proud that he knew that Princess was a female.
You know what I think so great about the VMAs and any of these award shows? What I'm just saying is when the rock community gets all pissed off and they're like, man. How come they didn't have Venom on there, man? And I just got this. I'm just trying to picture the Black Metal Awards held in Sweden. And then the whole thing is, and everyone, and then Madonna and all the pop community go, man, where was Madonna? You know what I mean? They're all enraged.
No, but in popular music, when I was younger, for sure, there was a decent at
name
least.
Me once when Led Zeppelin was on any of these shows. Yeah, when in the meantime they're doing stadiums.
No.
It doesn't matter. I'm saying in the 70s, you had Zeppelin and Sabbath and everything like that. They were never invited to any of these parties, man. It's not your party. Leave. Get out.
That's fair
we don't want you.
That's fair enough. But there's just no representation for it, I feel like, there at all.
Nor should there be.
You think so? Yeah, no.
It's not our party.
What's the way to hit people now? Do you have to figure out technology-wise, internet?
Round kick.
You go to the
round
Golden Gods Award that we have, and everyone just blasts it out of their minds. It's wonderful.
But I'm saying as far as
no one even knows they're there. It's just Zach, last night at the Golden Gods, I go, you were great last night. They're like, was I there? I don't even remember, bro. That's how smashed everybody is at the Golden
Gods. But they don't give pressure to have albums sell certain numbers where how do you get it to people now when there's no popular outlets for it? SiriusXM is probably the best, right? I'd say in that regard, getting music.
Yeah, what's your goal for a record? And where do you want it to be played at this point?
The Wiz is gone.
It's very difficult.
Yeah. There's a couple of FYEs floating around the greater Northeast.
What about Crazy Eddie?
What the fuck, man? What happened?
You know, by the way,
I was a Sam Goody guy.
Hey, Goody got it?
Jay's going to think I'm lying about this. I was friends with Eddie Antar, Crazy Eddie.
No, you weren't.
I absolutely was.
Ralph, stop.
Friends with him.
My mother grew up with him, very good friend.
Well, now your mom's friends with him.
Well,
you see how in two sentences it's already a whole different...
How do you explain this? Like, if I saw
him... How do you run a company?
If I saw him 40 times in my life with my mom, am I allowed to say that he's somewhat friendly with me?
No, he's your mom's friend is what you said.
But if I see him, he wouldn't say, hey... You're Leah's...
He'd call you dude, the same way Zach would.
Did he?
And he would graciously try to bow out of what's happening.
Right. And then,
I've
and
been
then
there
how
before.
Barbara Ann calls me.
Like when you. Barbara Ann was having sex, like,
hey guy.
That feels really good.
Did he put his... Oh, what's up, Chief? He thinks your name is Chief, guy.
Who, Crazy
buddy?
Eddie?
Crazy Eddie.
Did he put his finger in you?
Yeah, no, he unfortunately passed away a few years ago, but he was a good dude.
He was insane.
Not a pedophile.
Not a pedophile.
No, he used one.
Believe me, I tried.
Yeah. Do you know I'm going to try to go on a ride along with one of these pedophile hunters on YouTube?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I find them to be very amusing.
How upsetting would you be if they show up at my house?
I wouldn't be upset at all, dude. I'll take you down. I'll be right there. I'll make you do all the weird shit. Because there's no cops involved, so they do things that are like moonwalk and eat dirt.
I'm like, hey.
And like, you know, and they're like, do push-ups now to prove you're sorry for trying to be a pedophile.
Like, hey, Jay, is it Jay? And they're like, hey, dude.
No, not dude. I'm gonna say your name right away. Oh my god, Ralph! I knew it. I fucking knew it. Let this girl out of this crate.
Oh my god.
Why not?
Ralph believes he's allowed to fuck girls at the age of consent in their country.
Yes.
Well, yeah, she's 13, but she's Bolivian.
She's Bolivian. It's fine.
It's fucking martial law down there.
I've read the country's bylaws.
Yeah, you like to fuck girls around the Juarez border.
It's a good call, Jay. By the way, of the, again, I was
that,
thinking,
that tattoo was very popular.
Tattoo.
Hey, real quick, let's talk about one of our longtime sponsors here. Remember when you showed me your dick earlier, Ralph?
Yeah. Do you remember how floppy it was?
I remember how it was super floppy, and I was starting to get concerned. Like, are you even taking your blue choo choo?
Yeah, I wasn't taking them for this show.
One of our longtime sponsors here at the SDR show, of course, that is Blue Chew. Blue Chew's chewables, same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, you know that, but it's chewable, so it gets in your bloodstream faster, and it's a fraction of the cost. It gives you big, strong, thick, veiny fucking boners, man. And it's online prescription, so you don't
get fucking boners from it?
Oh, dude, ragers. And you don't have to talk to a doctor. It's not weird. Well, it's an online physician you'll speak to. They're going to give you the deal. They're going to say you need it.
His name's Steve.
No pharmacy. Yeah, when it's not, his name is Dr. Ron. You don't have to go to a pharmacy. It ships right to your door. It's discreet packaging, so no one knows you have a floppy wang. The process is simple. You sign up at BlueChew.com. BlueChew.com. Consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you're going to receive your prescription within days.
And start to get ready for ragers.
All online, and man, I say take it if you're going to jerk off. Just feel good about yourself.
I say take it on a Tuesday with no real plans. Who gives a fuck?
Who cares? Just know whatever we do tonight, we're doing with boner.
And just think about this. You're on the subway, and a girl says, could you get that away from me, please? And you're like, you it said gives, it. Thank you, Blue Chew.
Extra confidence, for sure, in the bedroom. Go to BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we have a great deal for our listeners here at the SDR show. You can try Blue Chew for free when you use the promo code SDR at checkout. You only pay $5 shipping. Once again, it's BlueChew.com, promo code SDR to receive your first month for free. Thank you, Blue Chew, for sponsoring this podcast for so long. Thank you for Ralph and Mine's dicks.
Yes.
And
ladies, thank you as well.
Ladies, what do you think? Oh, they can't even open their mouths. They're so full of cock. All right, where were we?
So just to go back to Carmine for a second, not to be jumping around everywhere. You're in town because you're playing a gig right
now. Carmine,
right?
Yeah.
We're playing a gig Sunday with Vinny, with my brother.
You're playing with your brother where?
What am I doing?
At Cutting Room. We're doing the Cutting Room.
Where's my agent? I'm going to punch him in the mouth.
What the fuck is going on?
You're playing where?
At the Cutting Room.
At the Cutting Room. I love that room. I'm glad that they're back open because they've been closed for a while.
That was the last gig we did. In February of 2020.
You know, I got to see at the Cutting Room, the guy from Searching for Sugar Man, that Rodriguez guy. They played one show in New York City. I got to see that. Did you ever see that movie or no?
Mm-hmm.
Thought it was fucking brilliant. So you're doing...
You have the same taste as South Africa, apparently.
Apparently. No, was it South Africa? I thought it was... Yeah, you're right. It was South Africa. I thought it was Australia, but it's South Africa.
Yeah.
So you're there Sunday.
Yeah.
The King Cobra album comes out when?
Next year.
Next year. Did you put a lot of shit on hold because of COVID?
Yeah. Actually, Paul Shortino singing with King Cobain, he actually got COVID.
Oh, geez.
And so that put us out for about 3 weeks or a month, and then my computer got fried from a lightning strike in Florida.
What?
Yeah.
Outside or?
No, surge inside.
Jesus Christ.
And luckily, it didn't fry my hard drives, you know, so I just got it back running yesterday before I came here.
And then I have to ask, is there any shot in hell that there'll ever be a Blue Murder reunion? No shot in hell?
I don't think so.
God damn it.
I would love it, you know, but like I said, I was telling Zach, you know, John wanted to do it a certain way, and me and Tony really would.
Meaning not involving all three of you? Or?
Yeah, yeah, he wanted to involve us, but, look at, you know.
Dancing is very popular right now because he said, we don't want to do dancing. I go, we have Paul Abdul working with us, the Black Label.
Okay, I get it.
Because it's, I go,
we needed help.
You know, you were asking, you were saying, these video, the BMAs don't have us. This is going to try and bring us to that world.
According to Big J. Okerson, we have to spice it up a little bit.
Are you guys
going to
cover
it?
Cold Hearted Snake?
Now, I didn't watch the BMAs. They're on, are they on MTV still?
Yeah,
I think so.
Now, how silly is that?
I don't watch it at all.
How silly is that? MTV.
Did you make it?
I know no music at all. No music at all. No videos. No. But there, I just watch it again for like pop culture reference.
But
to
Zach
like
said it.
Comedy.
People aren't watching them.
They're not. No,
no they're not watching it.
So
on
then
TV.
Put on something. Well, wait, they watch.
Put it this way. I mean, we were just laughing about it before. Like MTV doesn't play videos anymore. I go, that's because like if we're the producers of the show, just think about it. We had this idea about like let's say the real world. You're like Zach. Let's just take a bunch of our friends, stick them in a hotel, and just see what happens, man. You know. And it's hilarious, right? So like everybody's watching it. And then like you had this other show. Then like our wives are like, oh, let's do a modeling show or something like that. We're like, oh, well, we ain't going to be watching it. They're like, yeah, but I'm telling you, you'll see the rate. Next thing you know, ratings are through the roof for that, right? And I was like, what were the ratings for when all the videos that were playing? And they're like,
nothing.
Yeah.
You know, so what I'm just saying is, the people have spoken. Yeah. Well, they're telling you what they want to watch.
It's at your fingertips now is the thing. Any video you want. I remember like waiting to see. It's like,
no, it was a big deal.
Is Motley Crue's Home Sweet Home going to be in the top five? Because I want to see that video. So, yeah.
But it was also, it was an insignificant number, even by the fact, like,
no, it was awesome.
When Saturday Night Live had a musical guest, they knew that they would lose half the audience when the musical guest started performing.
Really?
Yeah, it just is what it was.
That's interesting. I thought that would be the way around.
Never. Now they're trying to bring on younger bands in the hopes of getting people on.
Yeah. I wanted to say...
Well, no, just think about, like, the Super Bowl. You know, like, when they go... Like, somebody said... Somebody was like, nothing screams alpha male more than Madonna.
I mean,
The
Weeknd or Lady Gaga.
But what I'm just saying is you got Madonna on it, right? Right? So Madonna's going to do the halftime show. They already got all the guys. Right. We're watching the game.
Well,
right. Like when halftime happens, we leave.
Right. Yeah, they're trying they're trying to make Barbara Ann not kill you.
Yeah, no, for all the fans or all the girls that don't watch football, that's who they're trying to get. They're going, we already got the guys, man. Yeah. So you know,
get Adam Levine's shirt off.
I'm
going to
tell you something I learned this week.
Quickly,
I interviewed for this show. We did a pre-tape with Tommy Davidson. I think he comes out next week, and I'm going to ruin a little bit of it for you.
Did you ask him about crack cocaine?
I asked him about a lot of stuff. Fascinating.
Did you ask him about drugs?
Of course.
Did he talk about it?
He did, very openly.
Frankly?
Very openly.
Wow.
But the reason why we have superstars playing the Super Bowl is because of In Living Color. In Living Color did a live comedy against the Super Bowl in 1990, whatever
it
was. And pulled everyone away.
Wow.
And then the next year, the Super Bowl booked Michael Jackson.
Wow.
Before that, it was like the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, whatever the fuck. It was nobody's. And after that, In Living Color, they always brought on superstars.
Really?
Not that I don't think he's talented, but it's always going to kill me that the Eagles Super Bowl halftime was Justin Timberlake. I wish it would have been a fucking real legend of some sort.
I don't know any of those references.
You know Justin Timberlake?
I know Justin Timberlake.
Don't act like you don't know Justin Timberlake.
I do know Justin Timberlake. I love him.
Most of the girls you fuck are too young to know
me
Justin
and Justin Timberlake are friends.
Best of friends.
Yeah, I always say it's funny. I think it might have been a motorboat or Shiprocked, one of the two. But me and Christine, my girlfriend, were in the cabin next to Zach and his wife. And it was so funny because like we would be out there
smoking. Did you hear them fucking all night?
We'd be out there, no, not at all. We'd be out there smoking cigarettes at night though, and then we'd hear like their like door open and we'd be quiet. So I was like, this is before I ever met you ever. So I was just a fan. And I was like, oh man, what kind of Nordic Viking prophecy as he about to lay it out. He goes, tonight we shall reign in blood in the seas of fury. And it would just be more like, he's like, hey, we got to call and check on the kids tomorrow and we'll get breakfast or whatever. And I was like, oh man, they're just like us.
They're nothing fucking different at all.
Wait. And then also, I will just say, I didn't tell Christine you were on the show tonight and that I told her that she had to cook dinner because I didn't want to order out tonight. So she stayed home because I've never seen in 10 years her face look the way when we were just standing side stage at Shiprocked and you were just doing your thing, man. And your fingers were doing things that I don't know fingers can do that. Pete Corielli always had a fucking great joke that I loved. I'm sure I've recited on the show a lot because it's a music show. But I tried to learn how to play guitar recently. And all I learned was that if I didn't know somebody else already played the guitar, I would just say it's fucking impossible. And that's how I feel when I look at it. So to watch someone who mastered it so as much as you did, I mean, her face was really... And by the way, I'm a decent comic, and she's watched me at my level for a long time now, but she was really like, that was really watching her watch greatness, and then watching me watch greatness, which made me feel like a total cuck, they call that. I was like, oh man. I really felt the feeling. I was like, you should go fuck him. I almost want to give her the thing. I'm like, get out there and fuck. Get to shoot your shot at least, god damn it.
Where do you think going?
25 years ago, Zach played on my guitar Zeus record.
Right.
And this record was had all these crazy time signatures and everything. And then he played right through from the beginning to the end brilliantly.
There you go, Zach.
It was great.
What song are you playing to?
And you know what the name of the song was? Code 19.
Oh, and here we are.
And the lyrics are exactly what we lived through last year.
Oh, Jesus, really?
Yeah, really. And we got a video on TV of it.
I told Zach once that I have a guitar in my house and I can't play. I'm a terrible guitar player. You don't like
here
when I go,
Shannon. Here it goes.
And,
he's about to do it.
I said to him once.
He's about to do a Ralph thing right now.
I can't. I'm terrible at guitar. I just never got good. And his answer was, I don't care. Play better. You know, play often. Practice more. You'll get better. End of story. Like, there's no magic to it. Just fucking practice.
Yeah, that's it.
And that's all it is. That's what
he think he was going to tell you?
Help me out, maybe.
He's like, well, there's
pay me more.
He goes, there's a tree in the middle of a forest in Iowa.
No, maybe.
There's a gnome there. You will answer three riddles.
Here's the secret, friend.
Hey, buddy, let me tell you how it works.
I tell my students, just keep paying me.
Yeah.
Just keep paying me. You're going to get good. Tell you.
He goes, I'll tell you what. The money keeps coming in. I can't even tell you. There's no ceiling on this thing.
Carmen, I want to ask you another question. You said somewhere in an interview that Quiet Riot, when they sold their 5 million records, they took your drum sound. I don't know what that means because I'm not a drummer. Okay. What does that actually mean?
That means when I worked at Pasha, the drum sound wasn't good. I did Ted Nugent's album, Pasha, and it was... just really not a good sound. So I started working with Dwayne Barron, who you know, and I said, Dwayne. Man, you want to get a really cool drummer sound in here? He says, yeah, let's get rid of all the rugs. So we went out and bought 4x8 pieces of plywood, put it all around the room. Mm-hmm. And then I mic'd it the way I mic'd it with Andy Johns, who is one of the classic guys.
Totally.
I think he did When the Levee Breaks and Zeppelin stuff and The Who. He did everything. So when I worked with Rod Stewart, I brought Andy in, so I worked with him with BBA, with Jeff Beck. Mm-hmm. And I learned his mic technique for the drums. So I did it with Dwayne, and we got this killer drum sound going at Pasha.
Mm-hmm.
And the first band they used that drum sound on was Quiet Riot.
Oh, so they took that mimicked mic sound and then put it on that record.
Yes.
Now it makes sense.
And 62 million records later.
Yeah. They sold how many? Like 5 million records.
Yeah, I used to bust Frankie's balls about it.
Way more than that.
Oh, yeah, is it?
Yeah, wow, one of the biggest records of all time.
I used to bust Frankie's balls. I go, dude, you sold 10 million albums with my drum sound.
Yeah.
He said, thank you. Frankie, we all know Frankie.
Yeah, he was a beautiful guy.
He was a great dude. Yeah, he was also a good friend.
He would go to the Bonzo Bash and bring, spaghetti at the rehearsals, you know, and meatballs.
Jay, he was a good friend.
Hell yeah.
All right.
Jay. Best of friends.
I believe you. Best of friends.
BFF.
Real best of friends.
I only use BFF for Zach. Zach is the only BFF. He's just a BF.
Barbara Ann's my bae.
I didn't realize till our friend dinner that you guys met in high school and have been together ever since. That's crazy.
Yes.
That is crazy.
That is beautiful.
Yes.
Oh my
and
you've
God. Been married.
You've been I'll tell you what, that means one thing for sure. Zach, you really love playing guitar. because it's got nothing to do with getting pussy. Jesus. I thought greatness in music was always fueled by ass.
How long have you been with Radio Chick?
18 years.
18 years. Leslie Gold. That's who's been there 18 years. Yeah. And you guys are together almost 30 years.
I've known Barb since sixth grade. We went to go see Urban Cowboy movie.
Wow.
Urban Cowboy movie. I went to go up her shirt. She shut me down. I dropped her like a bad habit on Monday.
That's
gone,
right.
Gone. So then she started dating Rick Keller in high school. He looked like Matt Dillon. So what would happen is every summer he would break up with her. Barb would probably lose about 20, 30 pounds just from not eating and not drinking fluids or anything.
What a bastard that Rick Keller.
So then, so this way he could go out and just have a full-on Caligula fest summer.
Yeah.
So then right after that, he'd get back with Barb on soon as school started. When Barb would come back, oh, my God, he loves me again. And Barb. So Barb would go back.
Were you her voice?
So wait.
The one that you'd be complaining to?
Yes,
Barb,
like
you come
that.
From a broken home,
so,
Barb.
So check this out.
You're
so
too
then,
pretty for that.
So then this went on for 3 years, right? So senior year of high school, now I'm dating Barb again. Because like during this whole time, like Rick would be, you know, would be like, hey, Barb, let's go see, you know, Zach's got his band. Why don't we go see him? You know, they do Sabbath and they do all stuff.
In high school this time, are you awesome?
Yeah, we're playing George Ketchum's Kitchen.
No, but I'm asking,
everything.
Are you awesome because you're in a band or are you the freaks?
No, we just had our little cover band and everything like that, right? So we're doing Sabbath.
But people thought you were awesome, though.
Of course, you're in a rock band. So, I mean, so the whole thing is that we would do it and it would be like, oh, you know, Zach and the guys, they're going to be playing like Bobby Bush's living room, you know what I mean? So let's go down and check it out. And it's just like, oh, I'm going to go see that asshole. Fuck him, right? So this has been going on the whole time. So anyways, we end up getting, I had like business law class or something, whatever. I didn't even know what the hell I'm doing in this class. But all I know is I was sitting next to Barb and I'd be cheating off her test all the time and everything like that. But this is the best though. The whole thing while we ended up together, because she
both
wasn't,
failed out.
She wasn't with Rick. She ended up, her best friend, Marisa, ended up with Rick, right? So, you know, because I'm looking on the refrigerator at our house. I'm like, who the hell's kids are these? You know, there's all kids all over the refrigerator. And she goes, oh, that's Rick and Marisa. You know, this is her old boyfriend. And her now best friend is married to Rick and they have kids and everything like that, right? But people are like, oh, wow, Zach. I mean, do you get upset about anything? I go, no, not at all. I go like this. Like when Barb's taking care of business, I'm like this. Oh, thank you, Rick Keller. Thank you, Rick Keller.
Rick, you shithead.
No, yeah, no. His training philosophies are just absolutely amazing. She's special ops, bro. And I was just like, she's from the Rick Keller Academy of Domination.
What I've learned is I got to look at who else Rick Keller dated and find that out.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, he's so awesome. I still write him thank you letters.
Thank you, Rick.
We got to do first for two people.
Okay.
And then we got to wrap this up because it's been almost an hour already.
Okay.
I told everyone I like to keep a tight hour.
Okay.
My BFF knows this.
Yeah. He knows about you. Like, you guys are almost telepathy at this
point. Let's see if this happens. Ready? You know what I'm doing first thing in the morning?
Finishing each other's
running.
Oh.
And getting another tattoo on your ass. What are you doing, man?
Jay, how many miles am I running tomorrow morning? Guess.
Shit, five?
Six.
Six.
6 miles.
You're training for that Jake Paul fight, aren't you?
I am. I never liked him. I'm going to get hot take tonight.
Do you put a prosthetic penis in your running shorts?
Not a prosthetic one.
You try to pull your own hog down
another
the leg?
A real one?
All right, let's hit the first.
The first time ever I saw concert, did drugs, had sex.
Oh my!
Still love that.
Jeepers, she will.
So Zach's already answered this because he's done the show before. The name of the show is the SDR Show: Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll Show. We have two people here who have not been on the show, so we'll ask them both their first experience with all three. We start with concert, JD.
Yes.
The first concert you ever went to, but. We say on your own volition, like not like your parents grabbed you, and hopefully something we know.
If your parents took you, that's always a good one.
Well, somebody had a
mine was Sean on off for that reason.
But you know what I mean. But I just also something we're gonna know.
Bomba da bomba, hanga hang hanga, hooga doo doo, binga bong.
Bowser.
First concert,
Bob Seger.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that.
My brother took me.
Were you a fan, or he took you and you became a fan?
I was a fan of Kiss, but I mean, I wanted to go to a concert. I liked weed too.
How old were you?
13.
That's a good one. Carmine? First concert.
You won't believe it.
Let's see if we can get. So let's try and guess here. I'm going to say something out of left field, but maybe.
Don't say something crazy, dude.
I'm going to say the Rolling Stones.
No.
Jay? Guess.
I don't fucking know.
Or the Beatles. That was my other guess.
No.
Robert E. Lee's Banjo Extravaganza.
That's more like it.
Frank
Sinatra. It's actually Alan Freed's big rock and roll show at the Brooklyn Paramount.
That's fucking great because you and I are native Brooklynites. We are the two here in the room.
It was with all the Ronettes and the Cadillacs.
That's fucking cool as shit. Yeah.
And Bo Diddley and Chuck Berry and all that stuff.
And that's also, I'm imagining what
Ralph's first concert was Jesus and Friends.
Yes, but it was because it was the Friends. It was a little later on in his career. He wasn't solo.
that was my first one.
That also, because your drumming, you always said like a little more R&B-ish.
Yeah.
So that's what inspired you to get that thing, right?
I imagine. Well, I went because my older brother went, and he wouldn't take me, so my mother took me.
Oh, that's cool. That's a, how old were you?
10.
Wow. Okay. And that 11. Is that what inspired you to be a drummer that age?
Well, my cousin, that is mentioned before, Joey. But then I always loved the music. My brother would listen to it on the radio, Alan Freed, WINS AM, and I liked it.
Did you guys ever play on stage together?
No, I never played with Carmen. Not on stage.
Not on stage. No, I know you played on his album.
On my album. Yeah,
yeah. I was in the audience. Me and JD were in the audience.
I know that, but I thought maybe at some point, maybe there was some festival somewhere.
For what?
Ozzy.
Oh, Ozzy.
I saw you at the Garden.
At the Garden. Yeah. That's the night we had the
White Castle.
Right after that.
That's great. And now the first drug you ever did, ideally after weed, unless weed is either not the first drug you ever did or the worst drug you ever did.
The first drug I ever did, that was weed.
But after that, then?
Weed.
So you've never done anything else?
No, I tried them all, but I didn't like anything.
You don't like anything? You're not a big drug guy?
Nah, not at all.
And how old were you when you tried weed for the first time?
10.
All right, that's young. That's very young. Damn.
10.
It's young, yeah.
Jesus. I also play with action figures and my dick at 10.
I had older brothers, you know?
All right, fair enough. Carmine?
Fair enough.
Just weed from the, I was like 17.
That's later. Wow, yeah, he's really showed you up there.
And the only reason why is because I tried smoking cigarettes with all my friends from Brooklyn, and I choked, and I got so embarrassed. I said, I'm never going to do this again. So my friends in the band were saying, come on, try some weed. I didn't want to get embarrassed again. And then finally, I was in my car with my keyboard player. He goes, look, it's just me and you. Try this. You might like it. So I tried one hit. So that's all right. I didn't choke. So I tried another hit. Then we went in and played. So wow, I like this. Pretty cool.
So much better.
And let me ask you this, you've been in so many fucking bands, right?
Yeah, but the worst things were like in the days of the 60s when you play like the Fillmore West. They'd have punch, but they'd put mescaline in it.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Or acid, and you didn't want to take that stuff. And one time, we took it after the gig. When somebody else was on, and that was the only time I ever did acid, and it was like, enough.
Yeah.
So I'll never do that again.
Is there a band that you were in that to this day you think of that was my favorite time in music?
Well, I mean, it's different, favorite time as a time, not totally musically, but like the Rod Stewart days.
Yeah, I heard a story where you said you went there and they were in tennis courts, they were in the pool. You're like, I think I want to be in this band.
Yeah. and you're playing six nights at the Forum,
right.
Five nights at the Garden. At the time when Sabbath needed a drummer, my publicist worked for Warner Brothers. And she said, Sabbath is looking for a drummer. Are you interested? I said, well, I don't know. I mean, I'm playing six nights at the Forum with Rod. Why would I want to play one night? At the Forum, so I didn't do it. Ended up my brother did it.
That's funny.
It's crazy.
It's pretty funny.
I know, the first time you had sex, and being that the first time you did drugs was 10, I'm assuming you were 6 the first time you had sex.
2. I mean, with somebody?
With somebody. Consensually, you fucking creep.
37. I had strong beliefs.
Okay, fair enough. I'll let you slide on that one.
I don't remember.
You don't remember? All right, that's allowed.
Too long ago.
Yeah. I will do some plugs now. Carmine, everything you want. I know the energy overload, the new vanilla fudge. You want anything else you want to plug?
The Guitar Zeus box set that Zach is on. It's 25th anniversary coming out in November. And I got some other players on. I got Derek Sherinian playing some keyboards.
Yes. Clancy.
I got Tommy Father from Kiss.
Clancy!
Cool. Tommy Thayer from Kiss is playing on the track, and Bumblefoot's on a new track.
Good dude.
Yeah, he's awesome.
All the Ron Shreds.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. We love the feet.
It's got like...
Another BFF.
It's going to be four albums, four LPs, three CDs.
He refers to Ron as his,
and all that stuff.
But he doesn't refer to Ron as his bae.
No, he
saves that for
he's
me.
Not
he better.
All right, Zachy and JD, your plugs?
Can we plug you?
Please, afterwards.
Yeah. I mean, what?
That's if you see his tattoo, you have to.
What are you going to plug him with?
I thought the stings were for. I thought that was this for.
All right, so obviously Doom Crew Inc.
Yeah, that's Black Friday.
Set You Free is the new song, which is is a cool album.
Set Me Free.
Oh, it's absolutely
Set
wonderful.
You Free is the name of their single.
Set Excellent. You Free?
Yeah, Set You Free.
I can hear it.
Yes.
Jay, your plugs?
BigJComedy.com for all my dates this weekend. Mercifully not flying. I'll be in Long Island Friday and Saturday, four shows at Governor's in Levittown. The week after that, Moon Tower Comedy Festival in Austin, Texas. That's going to be, we're doing a live bonfire at Antone's.
Mm-hmm.
And Antone's is owned by Gary Clark Jr. Have you watched him?
Oh, very cool.
By the way, some girl I'm dating just asked me, have you ever heard of Gary Clark Jr.?
Dude, he fucking shreds, man.
I think that he's a big fan of my co-host on the show.
He is, yeah, and he's been a good buddy, man. He's been awesome. He's fucking
Don't tell Rod Stewart that, though.
I won't. Yeah, he's not going to understand. Times are different now. Moon Tower Festival, I have Portland coming up, Miami. I'm all over the place the rest of the year, so please, BigJComedy.com. Listen to The Bonfire Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. on Faction Talk, Sirius XM 103. Legion of Skanks right here on the guest.
Damn, I can't remember all this stuff.
Oh, no, he's so an important stuff. Man. He's a very busy man.
Watch my specials
we're
on Netflix.
We're honored to
and
have
Comedy
him in the
Central.
Studio.
Yeah.
And then can I say, as a fanboy, I want to say, I never had a moment to do this at all, but Zach, being on the show twice now with you, I've been a fan since I was a teenager.
Can I say for a second, when you said for as a fanboy, I thought you were going to address it to me, but go ahead.
A fanboy, Ralph, what you mean to me? What you mean? Now, it's been so cool to get to meet you the few times I have, and bullshit, man. You're such a fucking like icon of music, so it's such a neat thing to get to hang with you, man.
I keep telling Barbie such... Wilde.
Yeah,
she doesn't
listen
see it that
now.
Way. She does not see it
she
that way.
She doesn't see it that way. She's still all hung up on that other guy.
Rick Keller.
I've been watching Black Label since you guys have been coming out, man. Just like, I'm so and all of you. Three legends on the show, man. I'm honored, man.
At least four.
Yeah, Ralph, for the love of God. Okay, sure.
Just like, don't.
Yes, you're in the Hall of Fame of most women brought over from Moscow.
Yes, I am. Shannon, your plugs, please. We didn't talk too much this episode.
That's okay. You can follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982 and listen to my podcast, The Thing Is Ding. We have musicians, comedians, reality TV stars come on and tell stories about their worst date experiences, their street fights, and experiences with the paranormal.
All right, let's ask. I want you to figure this out. We have three men around me. I'm not asking you. Carmine, Zach, JD.
Oh, I am a man around you, for the record.
Right, but do they believe in ghosts? Don't answer, gentlemen. I want Jay to figure out which one of them believes in ghosts, and let's see how right they are.
No, yes. Old Italian lore.
So no, yes. Let gentlemen, reveal your answers.
I don't really believe in ghosts.
Don't?
I guess back during the drinking days, I'd seen a lot of them.
Those are trails.
I still see them, man.
And JD, yes, no?
I still see them.
All right, so you were the opposite. You were all wrong.
All fucked up.
Paul, anything? You want to plug?
Check out some of the other shows on the network I'm on. Disgusting Hawk, Legion of Skanks.
Put your fucking camera on, you piece of shit.
No, it's all right.
Oh, my God. That's it. What a shitty plug. God damn it. All right, follow me.
Can I give an extra plug? Go watch Ozzy Live at Budokan. Zach gets on that stack. Dude, it's No More Tears and your solo. Whatever millions of views they have, 500,000 are made.
You know, I don't know if I've ever told this. So I don't think I ever said this.
It's so much cooler than comedy, dude.
When
it's
No
so
More Tears
cooler.
Came out, Munzee, who I'm sure you know, Munzee Richie, right?
We all love the Munzee. Father Munzee.
I was a DJ at Limelight, and he brought it to us to play at Limelight on a Sunday night because it was... Before it came out, I want to see how the new Ozzy goes over, right? So we're playing it, and we didn't know because we had never heard it before about the fake ending, the false ending, and it comes back. So we start going to the next song because we didn't know, and Munzee comes running over. He's like, no, let it go, let it go. So we let it go again. We started playing another song and then pulled it back out. It was embarrassing as fuck.
I'm going to shake Zach's pick hand tonight and go home and hold it over Christine's face while I give it to her.
Yes.
Right, follow me everywhere at I Am Ralph Sutton.
I enjoy helping. That's right. That's right. Black label relationship therapy. Exactly.
You're almost like you're like Dr. Phil of the Meta World.
My other show about health and wellness comes out every Monday called The Good Sugar Podcast. They're opening their first location of vegan food on the Upper East Side in about a month.
Wow, dude, why don't you not bring it up around a bunch of awesome guys?
Yeah, I own a piece of it, man. Go fuck yourself.
Oh, really? Anything else?
Yes. Yeah. No, I got nothing
else. Just opening up a dog
park? I'll be hanging out with these guys later. I don't know where you're going to be.
Store?
All right, so that's it. On Saturday, Shannon, what show is on Saturday for SDR this week? You know?
It's Tommy Davidson.
Oh, the Tommy Davidson episode is on this Saturday. Cool, that's nice.
Also, Ralph, I have queued up from before the Ginger Lynn.
Oh, let's watch a little bit of the Ginger Lynn, and then we'll wrap it up.
It's not
audio.
Oh, it's audio?
Yeah.
Let's see if we can hear Zachy play. Little Zachy. Or we don't. I got all excited about it. There it goes.
Eyes wide shut, Caligula Fest sessions.
Now because... Did you say Ozzy?
I want my MTV.
Yeah. Do you think that's the echo of her gaping asshole?
TV.
Go into it a little further. Do you remember this right away?
Carmine loves this drum sound.
Yeah, how do you feel about the drums? Is the same drumming as the Quiet Riot drumming?
Yeah, it sounds like that drum sound we got. Yeah.
I smell royalty lawsuit.
go another 30 seconds.
That was me. That was me, Jeff. Sorry, bro.
So, Zach, you're on this?
Here.
See if you can hear any guitar.
He sang, I thought.
Is that guitar? Is that you?
Yes, probably me. And then right after that, I made a porn with Barb.
All right, so we'll wrap it up.
And we were going for it once again. I was like, oh, Barb. She's like, oh, Rick.
Oh, Chief.
What?
We'll add keep two
going.
Songs to the
just end. Keep going. I'm almost there.
Oh, what's your face?
She's like, just stop talking. Just stop talking to me, please.
We're going to add two songs to the SDR show playlist this week. The new one from Carmen. The new one. Carmine for the new one from Zach.
And the Ginger Lynn song.
And the Ginger Lynn song.
You got to play that.
Well, how about we end the show every week with a song. I don't know what song it should be, though.
You want us to sing?
Why don't you sing?
No, I don't want to sing.
Oh, you get all
stuck. Can I tell you the song that I've shredded most on Guitar Hero when they brought singing into it in a living room alone at far too old to be doing that?
Let's do it.
Stillborn, dude.
Stillborn.
Did you crank it out?
Let's do Stillborn Black.
I'll tell you what. I'll probably take you down on Expert of Guitar Hero, but when it's not five buttons, you're going to crush me.
Also, didn't Ozzy couldn't use his name on that record, right?
No. I think so. We couldn't use Boston.
You couldn't use his name on this record, yeah. All right, we'll see you guys next week on the SDR show. And this Saturday again, it is the Tommy Davidson episode. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, my best friend in the world.
Oh, man. I'll see
you, Carmine.
I'll see you at the Bar Mitzvah.
All right, we'll see you next week.
It's almost Thanksgiving. We'll see you soon.
See you soon on the SDR show.
Ciao.
You've been listening to the SDR show.
By the way, both slashes work, I checked.
Huh?
Both slashes work.
Damn, hacker! Oh, tell the FBI that.